Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the final day of March 2008. Tomorrow will be April Fool's, and of course the general public will be fooled, not just by their neighbors, bosses, friends, and families with different practical jokes, but the very central banks that have engineered the financial implosion that is taking place will fool the general public into, quote, accepting their bailout, which will only intensify the severity of the crisis and the monstrous debts that each American will owe in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, over $90,000 is what the average American currently owes in government expenditures. That's with what is just due currently, not what has been committed to. It is in the millions of dollars, if you look at the derivatives and all the leveraging, that each person owns. Impossible to pay back, slaves of the New World Order, human resources, chattel. Let's just admit what the enemy sees us as, and to a great extent admit what we are, so we can set about reversing this course, instead of being arrogant, well-fed cattle. Masses of important news and information for you today. Fed eyes Nordic-style nationalization of U.S. banks. We'll break down what that really means. That means governmental power for the private Federal Reserve and the complete takeover of the economy. Bush and Brown in push to deal with crisis. They're going to save us, the two of them that both call for world government. Paulson promises financial overhaul. So we'll go over that financial news. And then remember, about 4 months ago, Fox News, British papers came out and said thousands of blonde-haired, blue-eyed, basically the Swedish bikini team meets ABBA, have been recruited by Al-Qaeda. There is an army of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaedas. They are everywhere. Trust no one. Report on everyone. Everyone is a terrorist. Well, good old Hayden, the guy that says there's no such thing as a Fourth Amendment, before the Congress, he said that they don't need warrants to spy on the American people. Intel sources, Al-Qaeda recruiting Westerners, possibly U.S. citizens. New Al-Qaeda agents look Western. New headline out of Reuters today by Hayden. He went on Meet the Press this weekend, and he said Al-Qaeda is everywhere. He said Al-Qaeda is everywhere, recruiting Westerners. Just, it's unbelievable. Don't trust your neighbors. Don't trust the mailman. Don't trust anyone. They're just, it's only trust the government. Only trust the face scanning cameras. Only trust the national ID card. Never mind the borders are wide open. Just totally give up all of your freedoms. We've got to convert to domestic checkpoints. Life on the streets will be like life in an airport. We've got to do it now. They're announcing that it's already in England. They're going to have loudspeakers just announcing, look for terrorists, look for bombs, look for weapons, watch your neighbors, spy on everyone, just like at an airport. Don't leave bags unattended. Here in Austin, it happens every week. There'll be a paper box on the side of the highway that blows out of the back of a truck, and they'll have the bomb squad, and robots will scoot up next to it and blow it up. Just wriggling with fear, everyone. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. We really are land of the cowards, home of the slaves. And if you don't like hearing that, some of you don't like it, I'm sorry, we really are the dumbest, the most unhealthy, the most cowardly, the stupidest people on earth. Now, I'm not saying all of us are, but we have to admit what we've become.
There's a paper box on the side of I-35.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Reuters Today. Now, I told you 3 months ago that it was a talking point. We have seen every major host from Chris Matthews to Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Joe Scarborough, all of them have gone on their TV shows repeatedly and said that people protesting the government, people going to public events and standing up and asking tough questions, are domestic terrorists, need to have the military used against them, need to be taken to secret camps, need to be tortured at secret camps, need to be tasered, need to be beaten, need to be killed. And then they had official Fox reports that they spun out of nothing, where a British anti-terror expert said in a British newspaper he believed there could be evidence, it was very sketchy, put out to be propaganda, you can always tell the MO, that they could be. There's evidence that they could be. Not that they could be, there's evidence that they could be. And then didn't give the evidence. Recruiting thousands of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Westerners to carry out terror attacks in the West. No evidence, totally made up completely. Now, they understand that the public, still about 30%, at the time of the war, about 55% in major polls, believed that Saddam Hussein is bin Laden. They couldn't even tell the difference. I'm not joking for sane, rational people. Go pull up the reports. They believed it was the same person. The average individual just drives along thinking about how they want fancier clothes, to act cool at work, to look like a peacock, who they want to have sex with, a bigger house, how they want to get chrome on their truck, or how much they hate their boss, or how much they like their secretary, or how do they save enough money to buy a $10,000 bag of golf clubs to look cool on the golf course, and maybe then they'll get the raise. I'll never forget working on the golf course, watching those guys kiss up to their bosses on the golf course and all the monkey behavior. It makes me so sick. Just a nation of plastic fake people, but I'm already digressing. They just have no idea about anything, nothing. Only their little niche at work, and whether it's auto parts or eye surgery. And so they still think and they still say that Saddam attacked us on 9/11, while at the same time they claim Iran is al-Qaeda and attacked us and is Sunni. No connection to reality. And I'm not joking. I'm not overplaying this when I say it. You need to talk to these people. You need to read their writings. You need to listen to them on talk radio. They really believe this. Interruption there in our connection with the phone company in downtown Austin, where they admit the problem is with the ISDN and the network in Minnesota. That's why we put in backup systems. We'll be switching over to those in the break. Okay, continuing with the news and information that I was covering. So we have massive scripting going on. We have the talking points going out previous to the intelligence agency announcements that, yes, there might be some truth to thousands of blonde-haired, blue-eyed al-Qaeda fighters that are just in every city all around us about to attack any minute. And then Fox even showed some training videos of British commandos doing terrorist role-playing, white guys dressed up as terrorists. And they even show you a training simulation video and then say, look, there's the white al-Qaeda there. Remember almost 3 years ago, they had a big press conference and said, ladies and gentlemen, al-Qaeda was about to blow up the Liberty Tower in Los Angeles. And then they cut to video from Independence Day of a giant black flying saucer firing an energy beam into the building and blowing it up. And Fox had this up within 2 minutes of President Bush's press conference announcing how they'd thwarted al-Qaeda. Within 2 minutes, they'd already scrambled and had video of the building from a science fiction movie being blown up. There was just one problem. The building was never called Liberty Tower, is not called Liberty Tower. So how did Fox, even in 2 minutes, if it was the proper name, scramble and figure out that there was a movie that showed the Liberty Tower being blown up, but then it turned out that wasn't even its name. And then the little controversy erupted, and a few national media outlets said, why did you call it the Liberty Tower? And the White House just said, well, that's what we like to call it. So they had to have that propaganda image of Al-Qaeda wanted to blow up our Liberty Tower. They wanted to blow up our liberty. Meanwhile, it's the federal government taking our liberties so fast, don't blink, because if you do blink, you'll miss that last look at your freedom. I mean, this is a massive military buildup, bigger than World War II or World War I or Vietnam or any of the wars. I mean, it's just a huge, hundreds of billions of dollars being spent to turn the U.S. into a giant prison grid with agents and spies and tattletales and every industry being ordered to spy on their customers, from major bookstores to libraries to doctors to lawyers to just spooks everywhere. Borders wide open. Cities burning, rocket attacks on our borders. Never makes the news. Keep that real quiet. And so it's the same thing here. Just all of this scripting. Al-Qaeda recruiting Western fighters, CIA boss. And so the feds bombed the Murrah building, because it was a big move against the UN and the buildup of the police state. And then they tried to set up that whole apparatus, and the FBI put out training manuals saying gun owners, people that talk about the Constitution, frequent references, land rights groups, they're all terrorists. And then you go to Marine Corps and Army drills, and that's who they're training to fight. They admit it's for U.S. citizens, and it's land rights groups. They train mowing farmers and ranchers down. They train to kill men, women, and children. That's their main mission, preparing quietly for decades. Al-Qaeda recruiting Western fighters. And so now the CIA boss, the criminal, Mr. Hayden, who ran the NSA criminally, they had to go into Congress and retroactively, which is, by the way, illegal, and the Constitution says you can't do it, but they did it. It says you can't spy on people without warrants either, but they did it. They admitted they had to pass this retroactively just so he wouldn't go to jail and others wouldn't go to jail. So this criminal, this felon, now runs the CIA and all the atrocities they're engaged in, and he comes out and says, yep, they're recruiting people, and they're everywhere. They're going to get you any minute. Al-Qaeda recruiting Western fighters, CIA boss. Al-Qaeda is training fighters that look Western, could easily cross U.S. borders without attracting attention, CIA director Michael Hayden said on Sunday. Let's go back to the Fox News Pentagon piece right now, then we'll play the rest after the break. Here it is.
Have you heard about this new thing going on in Great Britain that Al-Qaeda written up all these Britons, essentially, 1,400 strong, apparently, in a new, what's being called a new white Al-Qaeda army. Tougher to detect, potentially.
Yeah, because they're not Muslims. They look just exactly like regular British people.
They're converts.
Also, we're going to talk more about the controversial subject regarding Al-Qaeda. Are they recruiting a white army now in Great Britain? Some people say it's 1,400 people strong, and why is that important? Because this is what we've always talked about.
We're going to come back and finish the rest of it. So, see, they build up this massive system. You know, 1 in 10 college graduates for Homeland Security-related fields. They got to have jobs. There is no Al-Qaeda. There is no real threat. And so they've got to flip it now. And by the way, here it is in the Associated Press. Mukasey, Attorney General, terrorist behind copyright violations. Copyright violations. Terrorism. See, all white collar civil stuff is now terrorist. Forget misdemeanors, civil. Just terrorists everywhere.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments?
Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, I'm going to finish up with this Pentagon propaganda, and that's what it is, taxpayer paid for it. Fox is an organ of the private banks that own our government. I'm going to be getting into the new financial bailout, the latest military news. We're going to get into Gary Hart being confronted by We Are Change Colorado, play some of that in the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to be breaking down the illegal DNA databases that everyone has put in at birth, just to, again, illustrate the total criminality. And the organization of the government. This is all organized. This isn't haphazard or, oh, they accidentally did it. This is going on for decades. But understand, just as I told you they would do, they're building this giant mechanism to track everything you do, to trace everything you do, micromanage you, turn your national ID card off. your pharmacist, your doctor, your lawyer, school teachers, everyone spying publicly, truck drivers, neighbors, neighborhood tattletale squads recruiting the high schoolers. I mean, it's massive. Hiring the former head of the Stasi to train the feds how to do this. Hiring the former head of the KGB. I mean, they're really doing it. Going for broke. And always Afghanistan. It's to kill the Middle Easterners. Don't tell them that they're not Middle Easterners. Afghanistan isn't the Middle East, boys. It's all for you. It's all for you. So when they take your ranch and you say no, they can bring the SWAT team up and burn your house down with you in it. And you know what they're going to say? You know what they're going to do? You know what they're going to push? They're just going to come right in there and burn your house down, burn your farm down. And they're going to announce on the news that they were fighting Al-Qaeda. That's what it's all about. You are Al-Qaeda. You are the terrorist. You go in the criminal database. 1 million Americans in the terrorist database. Head marshals resigning, going public, telling the Denver Post that they're ordered to put families in it for no reason, just to create the image of a false threat. You, my friends, you, the American people, are the terrorist. Let's finish up with this Fox News clip.
Also, we're going to talk more about the controversial subject regarding Al-Qaeda. Are they recruiting a white army now in Great Britain? Some people say it's 1,400 people strong, and why is that important? Because this is what we've always talked about, that if you have people in one country transplanting to another religion, and they maybe aren't exactly what you think they are, that can be more difficult to fight.
Yeah, they're converting them in prison to
extreme kill us.
Muslims. Yeah. Okay, great.
Now, here's Mr. Happy, Brian Kilmeade.
I'm always happy because Mike Baker's here. There's word that Al-Qaeda is building up a white terror army of up to 1,500 operatives in the U.K. How soon could they strike us here, and would they be trying to do something similar using convicted criminals? Mike Baker served for more than 15 years as a covert operations officer until I blew his cover. He's here in studio. Mike, how
thanks for that, by the way.
No, yeah, I owe you a favor. So, Mike, I forced you out of the business, so tell me, pretend you're back in. Is this a big deal?
It is a big deal in a sense. This is an area where Al-Qaeda and the CIA and other intel services around the country actually have something in common. We're all looking for the same thing, which is individuals who can blend in. From our side, we're looking for people, obviously, who can penetrate Al-Qaeda. Most agency officers, most officers from other liaison services don't blend into Al-Qaeda. So we're looking for people who we can fit into there as penetrations. Al-Qaeda, on the other side of the fence, they're doing the same thing. I mean, obviously, if they could recruit a Scandinavian, that's the holy grail for them. They need people who can move around freely and do their bidding.
And converted, people who convert to Islam sometimes are more militant than those who were born that way, correct?
Well, yeah, you tend to get converts.
And they always go to prisons, too, to get the recruit.
Right. You can argue the converts are always a little bit more zealous in terms of their religious fervor, but part of the problem with Al-Qaeda is that to go into a prison and try to recruit individuals, that person's already tainted. What they really need, they need people who haven't run afoul of law enforcement in the past.
All right.
And so in a sense...
And then it goes on and on that it is, just like the FBI training manuals say, white male who locks his desk. A lot of times it says we're in management positions. It says we're quiet. We keep to ourselves. They're evil white males, and they're Al-Qaeda. They're everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. The guy pumping your gas, Al-Qaeda. That school teacher, Al-Qaeda. In fact, the FBI manual says that priest, Al-Qaeda. It says the Caucasian woman pushing the baby carriage, Al-Qaeda. That's a quote. Al-Qaeda. Everywhere. They're just...
They're everywhere. Take all my rights away, government. Take all my freedoms. Put a bracelet around me with a taser. Keep me safe everywhere.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, haptic foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're back live here. All of us, American Al-Qaeda. Intel sources, Al-Qaeda recruiting Westerners, possibly U.S. citizens. And by the time Fox News gets it, it is transmuted into, they are everywhere, we're all dead. Hayden, while he was on Meet the Press, declined to comment directly on the Post article saying American Al-Qaeda is under every bed. But he stressed that it's very sensitive. The situation along the Afghan-Pakistan border presents a clear and present danger to Afghanistan, to Pakistan, to the West in general, and the United States in particular, Hayden said. Now, it's been in the BBC, it's been in the London Telegraph, it's been all over foreign news, that in the months before 9/11, the CIA was visiting bin Laden, that they also visited him when he was in Dubai, having kidney work done at a dialysis center. And it is a fact, Zbigniew Brzezinski likes to brag, he wrote in his latest book, that what we'd already told you, because it had been released and declassified, but it had never really been national attention, but now it's admitted by the guy that ran it. In 79, 6 months before the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, the people running our government, I don't even want to say the U.S., I'm even programmed where I keep using the term us, the U.S., not the U.S., criminal elements that control and use our government, and use our tax money and our energies to carry out evil, launched attacks into several of the Russian republics bordering Afghanistan. And so the Russians then poured in to Afghanistan and did engage in a lot of slaughter and very oppressive activities, similar to what our government's doing. And it's bad when both sides do it. And the rest is history. You know, we're told that U.S. involvement didn't start until the mid-80s, and that has now been proven to be a complete fraud. You see something like Charlie Wilson's War, it is a fairy tale. You might as well go see a Disney movie like Fantasia. It has more reality in it than that movie, Charlie Wilson's War with Tom Hanks. But it makes Americans feel good. Al-Qaeda means the base in Arabic, and it is the name of the CIA computer program and file section, basically the operation. And our government, with Saudi Arabia, created Al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia matched the funds that the U.S. gave. Israel put in large amounts of armaments and money as well. And Al-Qaeda is a creation of British, U.S., Israeli, and Pakistani intelligence. In exchange, the U.S., of course, gave Pakistan the bomb to menace India. The British have not liked India since the Indians, the peaceful Indians, are friends. They're friends with the U.S. Doesn't matter. They must be destroyed by the little buddies in Pakistan. It's just so disgusting. But you try to explain the complex nuances of the geopolitical actions to the average American who literally cannot find the U.S. on a map, and there's just no point. It's like talking to Helen Keller. Deaf, dumb, and blind cannot understand a single word you say to them. Not that they're mentally retarded. They are pre-programmed, where it sounds like gibberish right now to them. You tell them that Bush publicly for 4 years has been commanding al-Qaeda in eastern Iraq into western Iran. But the White House last year even put a press release out about it, admitting that number three in al-Qaeda is commanding the U.S.-backed forces against the Shiite Iran. And they will laugh at you. I've gotten the emails, I've gotten calls, where they're just going, I can't believe you make stuff up like that. You're nuts, man. And I'm like, no, it's all admitted. They go, sure it is. I mean, what's wrong with you? Do you like being stupid? And I don't enjoy in some sardonic fashion sitting up here calling you stupid. I'm not talking about our main listeners. I'm talking about dumbbell liberals and dumbbell conservatives, mainline people. This isn't funny. It isn't funny. The people running our government flew those planes into buildings. They're dangerous. Fighting them, speaking out against them, isn't funny. It's dangerous. I have to live with this every day, but I have to do it because it's my mission. It's my duty. They must be opposed. These are very ruthless, wicked people. And they think you're stupid. They get up on Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and John McCain and Fox News, and they say every day, Iran is al-Qaeda, Iran is al-Qaeda, Iran is al-Qaeda, Iran is al-Qaeda, Iran is al-Qaeda. They are not. Even if you believe al-Qaeda's real, and you believe that fairy tale, even if you believe the official line, they come out of Saudi Arabia, and it's the warring sect against the Shiites. And I know I keep talking about it. I just can't believe the public doesn't understand this. It's dangerous to be this ignorant. So now they're going to be 10 times more paranoid at the TSA at the airports and the cops when they pull you over. And they're giving them briefings all over the country the last few months of the police, telling them, look for al-Qaeda. Anyone and everyone can be al-Qaeda. And it just adds to all the insane paranoia. And you see the cops creeping around everywhere, scared to death. It's just unbelievable. Meanwhile, their number one cause of death is automobile accidents. And being hit by cars, hanging their butts out in the middle of the highway writing tickets. But, see, the government doesn't tell them to be scared of that and doesn't give them briefings on that. And, man, I've watched all these videos of police training seminars in these big classrooms, and the way they talk to the cops is like they're two-year-olds. And about how we're going to keep you safe and how we're a brotherhood. And it's all at like a third grade level. And it's the cops just suck it up. Like they're in a brotherhood, they're in a club. Oh, they're being given the inside scoop. If you were being given the inside scoop, they'd tell you don't give your kids the mercury shots, the vaccines. Don't drink fluoride water. Don't eat and drink corn syrup. Don't eat GMO food. If the globalists cared about you, they'd tell you don't use cell phones. They don't care about you. The whole art of the military, the whole art of the police system is to control you and to manipulate you and to play you off against us, just like a leader of a gang. Whether it's the Crips, the Bloods, the Vatos, it doesn't matter. The Latin Kings. It's all about manipulating you in gang culture. And then the more abusive you get towards us, the more the people hate you. And then they say, see, it's us against them. They hate you. Only your brothers care about you. Hey, man, they don't like you. They don't like the family. They don't like the game. They don't like what we become, brother. It's all you got is your family. It's all you got now. And that's how it works. They play you like a fiddle, just like they play the dumbed-down public. Meanwhile, Mukasey, Attorney General Mukasey, says that they have to treat copyright violation as terrorism, not just as civil or criminal, because it's aiding terrorists. See, general crimes in Section 802, it's been like this for 6 years. It says in Section 802, any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, misdemeanor. Now they're expanding that. Mukasey, terrorists behind copyright violations. Now that Michael Mukasey is firmly installed as Attorney General, we begin to get a whiff of his agenda, as directed by the bankers and their neocon collaborators from the Associated Press. Remarked to Silicon Valley executives at the Tech Museum of Innovation, Mukasey said the economy and national security of the United States are increasingly threatened by violations involving copyright software code, patented innovations, and trademark properties. Says terror groups are taking their cues from organized crime increasingly, funding their operations from counterfeit and piracy, and it goes on to say they've got to treat any copyright violation as terrorism. Go read it for yourself. So, see, they're shifting it all over now. Just as they always plan to do. Here's one out of USA Today. Notice how they phrase it and sell it and term it. USA Today is the worst. They make all their big propaganda announcements there, I've noticed. Of like, hey, guess what? The government reads everything you do in your bank account every day. Didn't exist 10 years ago when we told you, but now they announced it there last week, and they tell you why it's good and keeps you safe from Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we look at everybody's bank accounts with no warrant, but it's freedom. Well, here's this week's announcements. Civilians handle minor duties for strap police. About 12 years ago, they started suddenly having the police, you'd be at a demonstration or at any event, and they'd say, stand back, civilians. A civilian means we're under the Constitution Bill of Rights. When they start calling everyone civilians, that's because you're under military rule. Now mayors call us civilians. See, they're part of the military. Now the police train with the military. Hey, police, you're under civilian law, too. But see, now we're not under the executive orders of last year, PDD 51, John Warner Defense Authorization Act. We're being eased into martial law. They're just slowly turning the dial up. But see, they don't come out and say, hey, you're going to have tattletale squads and spies everywhere now, which they've already had for decades. Or what's in the Philadelphia Daily News a few years ago about where they recruited the juniors and gave them M16s and had them do warrant service and gun confiscation drills? No, they sell it like, oh, it's to help. You can't get the cops to your house when it gets robbed. It's because there's not enough officers. No, they've just gone from 300,000 cops to 2 million in the last 15 years. There's not enough cops. There's more cops than ever. Back when there was hardly any police, 50, 60 years ago, though, they took all crime very seriously. And crime, you got the book thrown at you. But see, now, they don't mess with real criminals. They just throw the book at nonviolent people, and then now the general public are all being made criminals. Civilians handle minor duties for strap police. See how that one line, just every word is propaganda. We're all civilians, police included. Handle minor duties for strap police. And then the minor duties are your house being robbed. Listen to this. Departments under budget, burdens hire outside help. Facing tighter budgets, law enforcement agencies across the country are increasingly turning to civilians to respond to some calls that sworn officers and deputies are usually responsible for. That means people calling 911 to report a traffic accident, a burglarized home, or a stolen car may be greeted by a civilian in a polo shirt instead of a gun-toting officer. Now, see, that sounds reasonable. This is really all about the spy corps. And see, you think 2 million cops is bad? They're talking about 10 million by 2015. 10 million. Just everywhere. And they're going to find stuff to report on. They're going to find stuff. They're going to find something to justify their job. Just like the federal marshals are ordered, put innocent people, thousands a month being added on the terror list for the rest of their lives. The new economy is going to be prisons, checkpoints. Your daughter's going to bring guys home in black uniforms. You're going to have to be quiet and not even tell her you don't like them or shoot your mouth off to them, or they'll send you to prison. That's how it worked in Germany and Russia. You're not even going to be able to talk back to them. You understand? They're going to rule. People with no skills, no nothing, no background, no work, no nothing. They just go get a black uniform and they are God. Just as Dr. Roberts told you on the show last week, this is the new system. That means people calling 911 to report a traffic accident, a burglarized home or stolen car may be greeted by a civilian in a polo shirt. And again, who are they? They work in the banks. They work in the hospitals. They get off on their little badges they have. They love it. They love being toadies of the Stasi system. They didn't hire the former head of the Stasi 6 years ago. Marcus Wolf, who just died last year. The former head of the Stasi, the East German police. They didn't hire him to play patty cake. It hasn't been universally adopted throughout the country, but most areas have at least thought about the alternative and are more open to it now because of the economy, said Richard Bradley, president of Palo Alto, California-based Matrix Consulting Group that has worked with more than 250 law enforcement agencies. The idea of using civilians who require less training and are less expensive than sworn officers is responsible to minor police calls and has been around since the 1980s. And we have all these videos. I sent them to John a few weeks ago. I didn't play them. Where it shows auxiliary cops with tasers, with guns, not supposed to in small towns, pulling people out of cars, running checkpoints. And it's the exact person that shouldn't be a cop. You know who becomes a cop now? The control freak, the bully from high school, the person who can't get a girl, the person who wants that power. I saw this footage out of Portland where the cops are randomly going down the street demanding people's IDs. So somebody starts videotaping it with their camera phone. They're about 50 feet back, and the cop walks over, all muscle-bound, about 3 feet tall, and he walks over, a little Napoleon, and he just says, "You're not allowed to tape me. You're getting audio. Give me that camera," and grabs it. And, of course, then tried to, and you can type into Google, man arrested for videotaping police. They come to people's houses now and arrest them. And it doesn't matter if the courts say that there's no reasonable expectation of privacy. Doesn't matter if there's no law. They still charge you with wiretapping and you usually go to jail because the juries are a bunch of boot-licking toadies, too. Just it's all about that. That's who they put on there, the husbands and wives of the police and the prosecutors and the good old boys, and they just sit in there all day sending innocent people to jail. They just love toadying. They love corruption. They love kissing up to uniforms. They love killing this country. And don't worry, you're going to enable the bankers to do everything they want to do. Don't worry, you're going to enable them to have their way. You know, President Bush threw out the opening pitch at the Atlanta Braves stadium, and he was universally booed. Now, a few years ago when he would get booed, Fox and others were caught fading up cheers over it. And I do have the original ESPN feed. ESPN, it appears, put some kind of delay in because you can hear the tape jump and it cuts to something else. But they messed up. Some of the booing went through. Then they fade cheering over it. But see, that's the good news. You may hire 10 million scum suckers who will destroy this country, but the rest of us know the score now, and we're gonna stand up against you. And so we'll come back, play this, play Karl Rove being confronted, and the people chanting, tase them for their free speech, begging for Nazi Germany.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Yeah, just a correction. It was the Nationals. I was reading the AP headline here, and it says that the Washington Braves tried to get him to wear a Braves jacket, and he said, oh, no, they might boo me. That's the quote. And then he went out wearing a Nationals jacket, and they boo him. And then the announcer just kisses up and just says, oh, that's the best throw by any president ever. He's God. We ought to dig up that Fox News one where you hear the booing and they just fade it down and then fade up cheering and they go, they love him. It's like in martial law, I have that clip from his second inauguration where they're saying, cheer for him. Let him know that you love America. Do you see the propaganda in that? It's saying Bush is America. You love America, don't you? Cheer for him as hundreds of thousands booed and screamed and spit. But the national news cut back to wide shot and said, they love him. I have that martial law. It's like something out of a dystopic science fiction movie made 50 years ago where the emperor is driving through and everyone's booing and then the announcer is going, they love him. But it isn't about him. He's only a puppet. It's just an example of the propaganda. Bush gets first pitch, first look. President Bush had enough to worry about, like not flubbing the first pitch in front of a crowd that might not exactly be his biggest fans anyway. So before the game, when a couple of Atlanta Braves gave him a team jersey and suggested he wear it to throw out the first pitch at the Nationals Park, Bush laughed, oh, no, thanks, guys. Might as well put a sign on me that says booming. I'm not going to give them any excuses, Bush said, of the 40,000-plus people gathering at the opening of Washington's gleaming baseball stadium. And then it says that he went out and was massively booed. Let's go ahead and play that.
There's the president, the 43rd president of the United States, George W. Bush. He will be throwing the first pitch out to Manny Active. And here's the announcement by Jerome Haruska.
Manager of the Washington Nationals, Manny Active. And managing principal owner of the Washington Nationals, Ted Lerner. And here to throw out the inaugural pitch at Nationals Park to mark a new era of Washington baseball, the President of the United States.
Okay, that's enough. Now, let's play Karl Rove. In fact, I gave you the time code, John. Did you see where I told you to play it from? Oh, darn it. We're not going to be able to play it this time, though. I did send it in the IM. Pull it up. From memory. It's 1:30 in. If not, you'll get a big Karl Rove question beforehand. This is Karl Rove with people protesting him, and the crowd is chanting, tase him, tase him, tase him. Here it is.
What Senator Obama says sounds pretty good. The only problem is he fails to back it up with his actions in Congress.
Well, my question for you tonight is, why is it that you think you evoke such a visceral reaction in many of your detractors? We've seen tonight people here at you being...
That's not it. Just forget it. These clips are like 10, 20 minutes long, so we have to have the exact time code to be able to play it for you. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to see it, we'll try to find the exact spot and play it for you after this quick break. It just blows me away that you have the crowd chanting, tase him, tase him, tase them, tase them. Remember the fella that just stood up and said, hey, what about Skull and Bones? You're in it with Bush. And then they grab him, tackle him. He's got his hands out. He's not even resisting. He's got his hands up. And he says, please don't tase me. And the officers just go, and just repeatedly tase him. The national news said, good. You shouldn't ask questions. You shouldn't stand up and disrupt. It's a message of shut up. Let the illusion go forward. I wonder if they could just tase the whole crowd. Well, see, after we're all fitted with our taser bracelets, as Homeland Security is considering doing, by the way, I'm not joking, then if you do boo Bush, we will all be tased. It's the new system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.